Skyhawk by Jill Lewis. Read by Martin Clark. Prologue. The pattern of this landscape is folded deep, deep within her memory. She rides the currents of air that curl like rapids over the mountains. Below, the lochs reflect the cloud and sunlight. They lie in the valleys like scattered fragments of fallen sky. The cold north wind carries the remembered scent of pine and heather. The ice-carved valleys guide her. She is coming. Chapter 1. I saw her first, a pale, skinny girl lying on a flat rock below the rapids. She was leaning out over the edge, reaching down into a deep pool of still water. Swirls of river foam clung to the bottom of her rolled-up sleeves and the floating ends of her long red hair. She was watching something in the dark river shadows. Rob and Ewan pulled up beside me by the gap in the trees, their bike tires skidding on the muddy track.
"What you looking at, Callum?" said Rob.
"Someone's down there," I said. "A girl." Ewan pushed away a pine branch to get a better view, down to the river.
"Who is it?"
"Dunno," I said. "She's nuts, though. It must be freezing in there." I looked up and down the river to see if she was with anyone, but there was no one. She was on her own. The river was fast and swollen from the heavy rains. It came down from the loch in the high glen above us. Late March snow still clung to the mountain gullies. The loch and river were cold as ice.
"She's on our river," scowled Rob.
The girl slipped her arm in deeper. Water crept over her sleeve.